Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, that password is coming up in about 10 minutes. If you would like to win $10,000, I mean, that's up to you.
Who wouldn't?
You know, I know we want to win that Super Mega Millions or whatever's going on with the billions of dollars about to be given away. But $10,000 is just as nice.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So make sure you're listening up for that password. We do have Whatever Wednesday coming up, less than an hour away from now. So if you have any questions for the show or anything you want to bring up, we got you on that. No problem. But right now, it's all about our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. Taking that sip out of the coffee.
Yes.
Get the brain working.
Caffeine is much needed this morning.
Are you woke?
I'm half woke.
Yeah.
Half woke.
Yeah, you're about to. You're about to. You got to stay woke.
I'm gonna be woke.
Yeah, you're about to be woke. All right, let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm from a very rural area with the nearest major city approximately 4 hours away. Due to circumstances beyond my control, I'll be living at my current location for at least 5 more years. Mm. I've been trying to find a connection with someone locally by going to the bar, community events, through my place of employment, networking through friends, and online dating. I never want to generalize, but I'm finding that the men here tend to fall beneath what I would require for a healthy and happy relationship. Is it too much to ask that they have a job, are single, do not live with their parents just because it's easier and cheaper, and that they don't have a felony record? These are my requirements. Isn't a felon, has a job, isn't married, doesn't live with his mom. Am I asking too much? Please help advise me on where to look for love.
No, you're not asking too much, but, you know, it's just a matter of... It's not always your timing.
Location can be a problem,
Location
too.
Can be a problem, and maybe it's best for you not to... Maybe God has a bigger plan for you that is not in that small town, and he knows that if you find somebody there, you're going to be stuck there, and you're going to be torn as to what really is bigger and better waiting for you. And I know sometimes you can be really lonely, and you can, you know, you can have a good time and, you know, maybe date around a little bit and with no real commitment, but you got to look at the bigger picture. I was single for 10 years. Before I met the man that I married.
Yeah.
And so...
Hey, train!
Yeah. But, you know, I know that there's lonely times, but you got to just trust that there is something bigger and better. And, yeah, what if you do meet somebody in that small town and I'm not leaving, baby. This is where I'm born and raised. We're going to stay right here.
Excellent way to look at
that. And then where's your career going to go?
Right.
You're going to... You just said you have a 5-year plan.
There you go.
So, I mean... not everything is guaranteed to us on our timelines.
That's right.
If you're a religious person, and maybe you can try to trust that it's going to all work out ultimately.
Yeah. There you go.
Faith. There you go.
And then just keep going and have
letters.
That's cute, Al.
I was trying to let Kelly talk.
You can keep having a date and having a good time, but don't put so much pressure on finding the one.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
The one. That guy.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
This guy. Can you believe him?
Hey, look, you can live. You'd be like me. You can live in a large city and still encounter multiple DBs.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I continue to work on myself.
There you go.
Right.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So, John wrote us and said, I was involved in an in-office relationship about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was a pretty good time at first. Like most relationships, we couldn't keep our hands off of each other.
Yeah, John.
Most times, we would stay late, come in early, just to, you know... Kissy kiss. She was already married.
Oh!
And our jobs required us to travel. A few times, she would lie.
John.
To sneak away from her family. But after a while, things started to fall apart. We stopped seeing each other in the office, if you know what I mean. And our conversations were no more than work-related. Well, somehow after a month of us breaking up, I ended up getting fired from my job. One reason was due to the fact that I moved on so quickly and she noticed. Side note.
Boss?
Guess so.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. Side note from John. When we first started talking, she confessed to hooking up with a doctor that we work for. Well, now a year later, I seem to be called upon by my ex-colleagues asking if the rumors of her and the doctors were true. Before answering, I tried to do some investigating on why they wanted this info, and it came clear that she was a very manipulative person and has gotten a lot of people fired and people have resigned. Now, with all that said, should I just go ahead and be petty and show the evidence?
Well, I mean, if people have lawsuits and they're trying to build a case, I mean, it's one thing just to help her from, you know, you're stopping this woman from abusing her power.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if your motives are to see justice done and not just because you don't get nookie anymore at the office and you're ticked off about it, but, you know, if you're helping other people and people are being wrongfully terminated, I think you have a somewhat of a moral obligation.
Yeah.
She's going to continue to do it.
If you're presenting evidence or you're just saying, well, I heard the rumor too, hearing a rumor is not the same as...
She did.
She did.
Mm,
did he say he has evidence that he knows or he heard the rumors too?
Well, she told him...
She told him
that she had had a relationship with a doctor in the past. And then on top of that, she had a relationship with him. So I'm sure she has
so
some...
So you can at least, you know, attest to your experience.
Right.
And she has a family.
But if it's just people just gossiping and sitting around the water cooler, you know, just dwelling on, you know, gossip and stuff like that, that's one thing. If it's they're trying to build a case,
right,
get this person abusing her power ousted, yeah, I'd say get on board with that.
Do you think that will ruin her life? Do you think her family would find out? Or she would she'd probably be able to keep a secret?
Oh, well, I mean, if you abuse power, you pay the consequences
for it.
That's
what you get.
You have an affair, there could be a consequence. You're going to get caught.
Yep.
So, I mean, people who abuse their power... It's one thing, you know, they need to be called out for that and held accountable.
Man, some offices have such juicy gossip.
Yeah, right?
yeah, they do.
Yeah. Do we have something going on here that we should know about?
No, I don't think so.
We don't have anything.
Right?
We don't have anything going on right now that I'm aware of.
Nothing's juicy.
Yeah, people just
maybe
choose not
just
to share
know
it with me.
Everybody's just living a good life.
I don't think anybody's having an affair that I'm aware of. Anybody have an affair that we know of
in
our office?
No.
Nobody. Nobody.
Nothing.
Mm.
Oh, you know one?
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for almost 5 years, married for 3 of those awesome years. He was recently deployed in September. This is his 6th deployment, but our 2nd together. With the first one, we were only dating a few months, and I was super cute, super thin, so I was sending him love pics. Wasn't an issue. Well, now he's been hounding me for more pics, but I don't feel as cute as I did the first time. I'm using the time that he's gone to do what I can to do like a mommy makeover so that when he comes back in March, I'll be back to how I looked in the beginning. I've been explaining this to him, but he don't care. He just wants pics.
Mm-hmm.
I feel super silly and uncomfortable with myself right now. I don't want to get him upset with me either. So how do I get over the feeling that I have about myself? And can I send him what he wants? I mean, if it's the least I can do since he's over there serving our country, anything that you can do would help. That's from Teresa.
Well, the thing is you've done this for him before, and he loves it. And he loves every ounce of you. He loves every curve of you, and he's 100%. Begging for you. So it's not like he's asking you to do something you've never done, and it's outside of your comfort zone. This
right.
is something you're very comfortable doing before. Send that man his pictures. Make him as cute as you can. Take the best angles you can. And that's, you know, he thinks you're sexy, so believe it. Believe it, because an insecure woman is the least sexy thing you can be.
And there are ways
you know,
to make yourself
you
look.
You can make it sexy. You can do it and make yourself the right angles. Trust
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to work my angles
there
when I want
do.
To.
Work them angles, Kelly.
And, you know, you've
Man, there's ways to do it. I've seen it done.
Yeah. So I would do that for your man and be more confident and be sexy for your man and believe it and keep working on yourself. If you want to surprise him when he gets home.
Yeah.
Great. But he loves you as you are.
There you go.
Yeah.
And don't knock yourself down to him because that gets exhausting.
Gosh, sometimes I wish girls could just
see themselves.
I feel like girls will be like, oh, you're so confident. I'm like, you don't understand. Sometimes you just have to fake it until you feel it. You know, whether it's you're in a dress that feels a little tight when you go out. I mean, we all have moments that we don't feel our best. But you just fake it, and then you kind of forget that you feel insecure.
Men love a confident woman.
You have to.
Right.
My husband tells me it really hurts him when I say something negative about myself.
I say the same to my wife.
And because, you know, and I've gained weight since we've been together. It's really not a secret. But he doesn't care.
I'll tell you this from a guy's perspective. You might be feeling like a 6 or a 7.
Mm.
But to us, and this is 100%, to us, when we look at you and you're getting ready and you're in your undies and
boom.
Your bra and
boom.
You're like, oh, I don't feel good. To us, you look like an 11.
Well, except when I did the sexy dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little issue that.
Oh, when he danced.
Yeah.
But that was different.
He wants to come up and squish on me and love on me. That's, you know, I got to just let him do it because I know that he thinks that's great. And your husband thinks you're sexy the way you are. So,
and if you feel it, or you at least
exude it.
I always tell girlfriends, I go, I had this best girlfriend who always used to talk about herself and her weight in front of her boyfriend. I'm like, stop doing that. Say it to me. That's what girls do to each other. I'm like, we can be out to eat and you can say it to me.
Yeah.
Because we're not romantic.
Right.
And I won't judge you. But don't say it to the guy, or sometimes guys start believing it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's not cute. You know, it's not. They like a confident woman.
If a girl acts sexy and she's acting like I'm the we will believe it.
Yeah.
A guy at the bar will look at you and be like, dang, that girl's walking around like she owns the place.
Right.
Yeah, I want that around.
I agree.
100%. No matter what you look like, for some reason, if you exude it, we want you.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it, go get it.
Pick out your best asset, focus on that, and send it to him.
There you go.
Boom.
Solid advice, Kelly. And if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do these on Mondays and Wednesdays. Your relationship issues get solved just like that. You know, and they're all different. They don't all have to be the same. Sometimes it's friendships, too, and everything. But right now, we need to hook you up with that password, Kid Nation, because Beat the Bank
Extreme
is just around the corner. Your password this hour is Kitty.
Kitty?
Meow.
Kitty.
Kitty. Okay.
That is your password. Remember that password, because here within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in to play Beat the Bank. And coming up next...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Is Big Al's Bar... haunted?
Oh, my.
Time?
For reals?
Find out.
We had a hunting
ghost,
team.
Yeah. Ghost hunting team.
Ghost hunting team.
Russell Rush.
To find out about the haunting at Big Al's Bar. And we'll, I guess there's some evidence that we'll get to hear next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, it's that time to pick up your phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because we want to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Now, you heard the $10,000 were up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to put it back into one of the vaults, so you still have a chance to win that $10,000. But make sure you have that password. What caller number do you need, Jenna?
Ooh, I'd like 23, please.
Caller number 23.
Good luck.
Big Al Mac.
Yes, sir.
We called our boy Russell Rush.
Yeah, we did.
Who has won awards for hunting ghosts, basically, on TV.
He's legit.
He came by the bar for a little while.
Yeah.
Stayed the night. With his crew.
Uh-huh. We cleared the bar. It was at midnight. We cleared the bar, and he stayed. He and his crew stayed.
And he filmed it for the TV show.
Right.
Okay, so Russell is on the phone right now, and he's got basically his report back.
I'm a little nervous.
Russell Rush, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I first want to start out by apologizing to Big Al.
For what?
What'd you do?
When you guys first called me, I really thought you were, like, putting me on and just trying to get some, like, free promotion for the bar.
Uh-huh.
But I'm here to tell you that your bar is very haunted.
Very?
Oh, bro, you didn't just say haunted. You have to throw the very in there?
Yeah. Why do I need an adverb?
We didn't expect to find anything that we found. I mean, we went in there, we set up all the equipment. We had cameras, we had audio devices.
Yeah.
We used this ITC device called the Portal, which they're able to speak through. And quite frankly, I've never heard it speak like that before. We caught several different voices.
Several?
The main voice that came through was a man who told us his name was Ed. Do you know anyone by the name of Ed who has passed on?
Ed. Not to my knowledge, but...
Ed.
But maybe he had some sort of tie to the bar?
Edward.
Eddie.
Does it have to be someone he knows, or can it be someone that just died there?
Had a connection.
Yeah, had a connection to the actual building.
Yeah, it may not have anything to do with Al. It may be with the building.
Okay.
And that's kind of what it sounds like, because we caught a man, what sounds like his kid, who he kept trying to tell to be quiet, and what almost sounds like a woman. And the good news is, they don't seem to want to be causing any harm. They seem to know where they are. And they're intelligent, meaning they are responding to things that we ask. It's not an event that's replaying itself over and over and over again. And we feel pretty confident in that because we basically straight up asked them where they were.
You had a conversation with Dead Ed.
And Dead Ed knew he was at Big Al's down the hatch.
That's right, yeah. And if you play the, we had an EVP, we caught an EVP on the portal of us asking them where they are. Listen to this.
Oh,
okay.
Do you know where you are?
Dead.
No
way.
Oh, what is that, bro? Oh.
Dude.
Do you know where you are? Dead. That's not even a place.
Yeah.
We're just dead.
I need to hear more.
Also, Russell, this is scary.
I need to hear more. Jen and I are over here being skeptical.
Okay.
That's fine. And you know, we were as well, and that's kind of how we approach everything.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded to us, you know, and we know, knowing the history of Waxahachie and it being an Old West town, he kind of had that style of voice. And so I was kind of using some terminology. I asked him to show himself. I said, hey, can you show yourself? He said, no. And then I said, you know, I was trying to tell him, are you being a coward? But I said, you know, what are you, yella? And this is how he responded.
What are you, yella?
I am yellow. I swear to God.
I'm
not yellow.
Well, I got a little chill then.
We're not part of your team. We're not part of the team, but I'm pretty sure I heard like a not yellow.
I heard not yellow.
Like you call them yellow.
You're
and
not
like,
yellow.
I'm not yellow.
I got a chill.
Ow, looks just, like you just went.
I heard that
pants.
One.
Ooh, my eyes watered.
My hair on my arms, a little bit of hair I do have, is standing up
more?
Straight.
Is there more?
Oh, my gosh.
No, there's absolutely more. As I mentioned, there is a little kid that kind of came through, and he kept, like, shushing him. And we were like, what is up with that? And we thought, you know, maybe he was trying to hide something that he'd done. And so I asked him, like, what's the deal with the kid, basically, and asked him if he had harmed the child. And this is how he responded.
So you killed the kid, huh?
That's not even correct.
That's not incorrect?
That's not even correct.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. We're having to interpret it.
That's play it again.
Exactly. Yeah, play it one more time.
I thought he's... That's
play
not...
it one more time.
Oh, Lord.
So you killed the kid, huh?
That's not even correct.
That's not even correct? Or maybe that's not... If he said that's not even correct, he did not kill the kid. But if he says that's not incorrect... Which is kind of what I heard at first. He did kill the kid.
That's just the most legible ghost I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that's back in the day, Russell. They might have been down with the double negative back then.
Yeah, they spoke different.
True.
Yeah.
That is so weird.
But
so,
one of the big claims that you mentioned is that everyone had heard a voice clearing.
Yes, yes.
You know, that somebody clearing their throat, multiple people, and you'd look around and say, did you do that? And they're like, no, but I heard that.
Yes.
I do believe that that's this guy, Ed, that we found, because multiple times throughout the night, he would clear his throat. We caught that several times.
Okay, really? Here's one of them.
Is that what you hear, Al?
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that.
Here's another one. Another one.
You have to ask. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The final thing that we have for you, do you want to know how many ghosts are in the bar?
Yes!
Hold on! So we know there's the dude, Ed.
Oh. And the baby kid.
And the kid.
Oh.
So that two is what I would guess, Russell.
Oh.
It's slightly more than that, but here's what we asked.
On the K2 over here, on how many other ghosts are here?
Nine? That's what it sounds like, nine.
He answered very quickly.
Nine.
I don't even have that many employees.
Nine ghosts.
Did you ask him at any point what he wanted?
We did, and we never really got a response on that or why he was there. A lot of times in our experience, when you get down to the heart of the matter, that's when they really stop responding. They'll have a little small talk with you, but you never really get down to the answers. He didn't say he needed help. At one point, he said run. At one point, he said outside. He told us not to go into the kitchen. But he never really said why, and we never did see anything. I fell asleep towards the end of the night at 6:30 in the morning because we just kept going. It was so amazing, the evidence we were hearing.
Yeah.
And he actually laughed at me, said my name, and then said sleep.
Oh. So 100% haunted.
Without a doubt, 100%, not just 100% haunted, quite possibly the best paranormal evidence we have ever captured.
Oh, wow.
I see this as a marketing opportunity.
Yes, Al,
you're welcome.
Business is booming.
So what's the next step for us, Russell?
Right.
Well, I mean, we're going to give you the evidence, and, you know, if things escalate, certainly let us know. What I would recommend to
escalate.
Employees or anyone else who feels kind of scared to be in the space is that you just kind of respect their space as well, recognize them, say, hey, Ed, bye, Ed, you know, but if you're going to ask us to get them out, that rarely works. That's their place too, and so you're just going to have to live with them.
When you say if things escalate, could you please define what escalation might entail?
Any kind of attacks, any kind of negative energy, stuff like that.
It could be an attack on your restaurant because there's a Yelp review from Ed the Ghost that says, do not eat there. Food went right through me.
Oh,
was. Look at me that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well,
oh.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh. Russell Rush, you did it again, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
When can we watch your episode of Big Al's Bar?
Tonight at 6 o'clock at RussellRushHauntedTour.com.
Awesome.
And then right after that at 8 o'clock on Facebook Live, it's our official after show where we kind of go into the details that didn't make the show, so you can kind of dive in more.
So you heard some of what went down here on the show with the audio, and if you want to watch the investigation go down, make sure you tune in. We'll post it at KidNation.com, Russell, so Kid Nation can go click on over. And wow.
Thanks, guys.
A lot of fun.
Oh, all right, Russell. You. Keep doing what you do, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
Al.
Poor Al.
Man.
When are we doing the sleepover now?
I want to wait and see how these attacks play out.
Beat the bang. Extreme. Yeah, that white man say attacks. I'm not down with that. I want friendly ghosts, not ones that whack.
A lot of people are saying you should hire the ghost. You got to go to ghostrecruiter.com. Put him to work if you're going to be there. Might as well.
Exactly. Might as well clean up.
Also, Sarah wrote us and said, can we acknowledge the fact that Big Al may not know what's bigger, the world or the earth or the universe, but he does know what an adverb is.
That was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well played, good sir.
That's courtesy of Miss Dickens at Green Hill School. Rest in peace, Miss Dickens.
Miss Dickens.
Oh, we can give some shout outs.
So Big Al's Bar, definitely haunted. There it is. Ashlyn, how are you doing?
I'm so excited.
Good.
Good.
Are you a little scared after hearing Al's Bar's haunted?
Yeah, a little bit, but I'm excited that I got through.
Yeah, that's even better,
too,
right?
Me too.
Yeah, who cares about those ghosts?
Yeah, let's focus on the positive.
You're not the one that's haunted. Yeah, right. You're fine.
Right.
So, yes, I've been calling forever.
What are you up to right now, Ashlyn?
I am at work.
And what do you do?
I'm an ag teacher, an ag science teacher.
Oh, cool. What's the animal of the month?
The animal of the month is beef cattle.
Beef cattle.
Beef cattle.
Wow. I got a cousin named Beef Cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al, can you do your impression of the beef cattle, please?
Oh, boy. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is the beef cattle.
Of course it is. Is that a beef cattle?
Wow.
In here? Is that what's going on?
Very robust beef cattle.
Well, he's not fed
don't
very
want a
well.
Skinny beef cattle.
It wasn't a very robust.
Oh, you didn't think so? Oh,
no, she said that was not.
I misunderstood you. Well, it was one that he's on the keto diet.
Yeah.
So
the keto?
Oh, my gosh. Keto.
Was he eating Cheetos, too? Is that what he's doing? All right, Ashlyn. Which vault did you decide to go with?
76.
Vault number 76.
All
right. Well played. The 70s are being taken up right now.
Yeah, right?
All right, let's step up to vault number 76.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Kitty.
Password accepted.
Kitty.
Kitty.
She made sure that we knew what she was saying, and she is correct.
Kitty.
Here is Jenna to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme, Ashlyn.
All right, Ashlyn, you're going to step into this vault right now, and the banker is going to start shouting out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea where he's going to stop. We do know that we put that $10,000 back in one of these vaults. I don't know if it's this one. We don't know. But just kind of feel it out and say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. And if you hear anything with $1,000 after it, $1,000, I think we have some $2,000, $5,000, and that $10,000. Of course, that's the last amount. So say stop.
Win that money.
Okay. I got to know. How's Big Al feeling?
Oh, people want to know.
Really scared. He's very frightened right now.
That might be left over from the bar.
I think so. Probably so.
Yeah.
I'm very frightened.
You're
so
frightened.
Be cautious.
Are you frightened of the banker?
Be cautious. Yeah, I'm frightened of everyone right now.
Okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, but you just feel it out.
You feel it out, okay, babe?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, babe. You got this.
Babe.
Yeah, babe.
All right,
babe.
All right, let's play.
Beat the bank.
It's for
140. 190. 200. 240. 290. 330. 350. 420. 480. 610. 670. 810.
Stop.
$800.
All right.
For Ashlyn.
All right.
The bulls and what? Beef cattle are very proud of you right now.
Thank you.
So much
Thank
beef
you.
Cattle going on right now.
Are they not just cows?
Yeah.
Beef cattle.
Yeah. Cows yeah. raised to, you know, to serve get, as a
why, for us.
Why didn't you move?
That's where your steak comes from.
That's yeah. right.
I did.
Got to get that lean meat.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Beef people up in here.
Yeah, that's right. Ashlyn, what are you going to do with $810?
I'm actually trying to get a house.
Oh, there you go.
Good okay. luck with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was considering buying
yeah.
again.
Yeah, that should work yes. out for you.
What if you yes. buy and that house ends up being haunted,
awesome.
Too? Oh, that'd be
don't
double
even,
haunted.
Don't even start that.
Because the ghosts just follow you now.
Yeah.
It's attached to your soul.
It is attached to your soul.
All right,
soul.
Let's find out how high it would have
yeah,
gone.
Just for fun, Ashlyn.
Okay.
Hey! You go, girl.
Whoa, wait.
You go, girl.
Yes.
Al was scared, but you weren't scared.
You weren't scared at all. You went all the way to $810. Congratulations.
Well played, and have fun today with the beef cattle.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on for us, Ashlyn. We'll get you all set up with your monies. Boom. Not bad. I know Kelly wants people to go for it, but good thing she didn't. Good thing she didn't.
Remember one time we got a letter from a girl from Kid Nation. She was a student in ag class, and she wanted to let us know that she had a pig. She wants to come see the pig. You remember this, Kelly? And
before she took it to slaughter?
Before she took it to the fair to be sold to be bacon, basically.
Yeah, I don't want to get emotionally attached.
And they do, right? These,
yeah.
Because they're kids.
Well, they're you know.
Yeah, in the country or in rural.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They take ag
I remember
classes.
My cousin was in 4-H and I met his pig. And then the next Thanksgiving, what do you think came in that cooler? I was horrified to know that that's how that went down.
I don't want
to
know. I don't want to have met what I'm eating. I'll eat. I eat meat, but yeah. I don't want to meet it first.
I want my meat to be faceless.
Yeah.
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 Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Once you lock eyes with the animal, then they're there.
I don't want to snuggle with what I'm about to eat.
No, I can't
but
do
they,
that.
They brush them, you know, at the fair and stuff. They brush them and wash them and
I know.
Take care of them.
It's
and
just
then,
a different mindset, you know?
Oh, from birth, they take care of these animals and get
they
them
get
ready.
They get massages.
Yeah.
But tender
massaging
meat.
That meat. Oh.
Beef. What's that?
I don't. Sometimes I shouldn't say things. I wasn't thinking. I didn't mean it
it's
like
okay.
that.
You're fine.
I
yeah.
know. I,
fine.
You got where, we, where
yeah,
I was talking
you're
about.
Yes.
Oh, definitely did. Yeah,
you're fine.
Ghost, what do you have to say about it? Yeah, that's what he has to say.
Yeah. Man, that's some weird stuff.
You get that ghost a lozenge.
Yeah.
That's some weird stuff, dude.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Al, take us out with that beef cattle noise.
It sounds like a cow in heat.
Oh, yeah, that one's, is that what cows sound like when
yes,
they're mating?
I think they'd be a lot louder.
Yeah.
Well, turn the volume, turn the headphones up.
turn up our volume. That sounds like constipated cow.
Come on, Kelly, what'd you sound like? Give us your beef cattle.
Come on, Kelly.
Why would I do that?
Well, that was good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Thanks, Jenna.
Moo.
Moo.
Thanks, girls. All right. Thank you for playing along. Let's do whatever Wednesday. You can have whatever you like. You can have whatever you like as long as you pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can ask us anything you want. Maybe you missed something on the show and you're just getting caught up on the K-Pod and you're like, wait, what's going on here? Or you just got in and you just heard us talk about Big Al's bar being haunted. You want some more intel on that? We got you. You got something, Jenna? Something's making you laugh?
Yeah, that text.
It could also be questions you have for the show, like Jenna and Al should stop hiding their feelings and just start dating.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's whatever Wednesday
right there. In the room.
Why is that not happening?
Was it standing right there between them?
I can't tell you how many times I would run into people on the weekend or people write me and they're just like, Jenna, why are you hiding your feelings for Al?
I wish I was Ed the Ghost so you guys could see right through me and into each other's eyes.
Yeah, I can't even look at Jenna in the eye right now.
In the eyes, I mean, yes, two of them.
So
I've tried.
So
I've given up.
It's so hard.
Al brought a date to our date. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, that was a
no second chance.
Oh,
Jenna. He's had 10 years.
Okay,
why
fine.
Now?
About another second chance. Give me another second chance.
Just another one. Come
Give
on.
Me another second chance.
But we can talk about whatever you want, Kid Nation. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, you can have whatever you like if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And bring up anything you would like to. Keep talking about something we brought up earlier today or a couple days ago that you have questions about. A lot of texts coming in about the ghost in your bar, Big Al.
Okay.
People are trying to decipher what he was saying. Like, a lot of people are saying that he said, "That's not even my kid," on one of the comments.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we were trying to. It's kind of murky.
Yeah, because ghosts, you know, you
sometimes
can't really.
They're not the most articulate person.
I've never heard the ghost. I thought it was pretty clear. I've never
so
heard
you
it.
Killed the kid, huh?
That's not even my kid. No. Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
There's a lot of different.
Kid. Yeah.
That's not even my kid. That's not even correct.
Yeah, he said that's not even correct.
Say it again.
So cool. You want it again? I'm so interested
in
this whole thing.
I want this one.
So you killed the kid, huh?
That's not even correct.
I don't know.
I think that's what he said. That's not.
That's a hard one to make out.
But we did hear something.
Yeah.
So weird.
Y'all got to get one of them there portals. A portal. So we can start talking to ghosts.
Yeah. I don't want one of those portals.
Don't need a portal. Don't need a portal.
Yeah. Oh.
Good.
Hold on, Big Al. We'll take a call real quick because Jessica's son is upset with you. Hi, Jessica.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. Also, the complaint line. What is your complaint?
first of all, we are so excited to be on Kid Craddock. We listen to you guys every morning. We have called in several times trying to beat the bank and have never gotten through. Uh-huh. So for my kid to get upset now and we get through, I'm like, dang it, we got to call and make a complaint. But I've got 10-year-old Brecken here and his 7-year-old little sister. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
And Brecken's upset because they were calling the beef cattle. They were calling them beef cattle. And here, I'm going to turn the phone over to him, and I'll let him talk to you really quick.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Straighten this
out.
There you
go, buddy. Hi.
Hey, bro.
What's up, Brecken?
So what's going on, man?
Nothing. So they are not actually called beef cattle. They are actually called steers.
Steers.
Oh.
Steers. Yeah, Al.
Well, the teacher called them beef cattle.
Oh, go ahead, Brecken. I'm sorry.
And what else?
Huh?
What else? They're called steers. And anything else?
No. Okay. And tell Big Al not to make that sound because that does not sound like a steer.
Okay. I agree. I agree.
Brecken, can you give us a solid...
This is Big Al. Can you please tell me what the cow or steer would sound like?
Go ahead, sir.
Moo.
Oh, like
that's
not my best impression, but
yeah, not my best.
You know what? Still better than Big Al's.
It was more in line with mine, Brecken,
and still better than Big Al's, Brecken.
Thank you, Brecken. You have a great day at school. Tell your sister we said hello. Okay. What's her name?
Brooke and Brecken.
Brecken, do you feel better now that you got that off your chest?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
It's rough.
Rook,
but with R.
Rook. Oh, even cooler.
Yeah. Brecken and Rook.
Hey, those are cool names right there.
Okay.
You better come correct, Al.
Right. Yeah, that's right, Al.
My bad.
The millennial steer.
They're not.
Thank you, Brecken.
They're not beef cattle. They're steers.
There you go. See? That's how you do. From the text.
Yes.
JC, I listened to the podcast the day after, so they're one day behind. I'm having to pause and take breaks from my desk as I listen to Grayson's stories. Please send prayers and give us updates. That's from yesterday. I visited my little neighbor who was diagnosed with brain cancer.
How old is he again?
He's six years old. He's my son's age. He might be seven. He's a little bit older than my son, but they're in the same grade.
Okay.
I talked to his mom yesterday, and Grayson is doing good.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a little bit of swelling go down, so his eyes, he was able to open his eyes and make eye contact with his mom.
Good.
And that was the first time they've been able to do that, which is really great. And, now we're just on the road to recovery and seeing how that goes.
You played some Ed Sheeran for him on the guitar, and he started responding. Yeah.
He responded, which That's was really cool. Yeah. And if you do want to keep up with how Grayson's doing, look, we have a little team set up for him. The website, we put it up at kidnation.com, but if you want it, it's team-grayson.com. And you can donate services if you want. We had somebody that said they would do a speech therapy because he lost that.
It's G-R-A-Y-S-O-N.
Yes.
Grayson.
Yes. And his Facebook is posted as well.
It's perfect.
And I know a lot of people want to, you jump on this and it gives the kids strength as they're fighting which is really cool. And we really appreciate all the messages and comments we've gotten from you. So that's what's going on. Grayson's still fighting.
Cool.
Keeping it up. Let's go to Vanessa on the phones here. Hi, Vanessa.
Oh. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. My question is for you, JC.
Yeah?
Is there any update with your biological grandma?
My mom found her bio mom this past year. And yeah, they've been talking. She came out and visited my mom and stayed with them for about a week. Their relationship's really good. She sent Kinsey, my wife, a birthday card.
Oh.
We received that in the mail. So she's part of the family. I mean, we talk to her all the time, mostly on text because she can't really hear male voices very much, so I can't call her, but we text. And we message a lot on Facebook, and my mom and her keep talking, and there's even maybe talks of perhaps her moving out there and living in California.
Wow.
Around my mom and dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's big time.
So she could have family around her, which is cool. Yeah. So that's what's been going on.
Or you can move her down here with you, JC.
My mom and dad are actually talking about moving down this way.
Oh, so everybody moved
and my
here.
Sister, yeah. My sister and her boyfriend have been talking about it. Yeah, wow. We're trying to get everybody out here.
All in your house?
I knew your sister was thinking about it.
All in your house?
Nope. One house.
Well, they might have to stay temporarily.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For a little bit.
You know how that works.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be really
cool. 8-9 months later.
Right?
Because I haven't had family around in so many years that it would be cool and a nice change to get that.
They should all come here.
Yeah. But thank you for your call, Vanessa. I know it was really cool when your mom and dad moved out here, Kelly.
Well, you know, they lived with me for a while, and it got really tense.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, they found their own place, and it's good. It's just hard. Going
Kelly
back,
almost threw them out.
No, I wasn't going to do that. But, you know, living with your parents again after not living there for so long.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then suddenly you're living in my house, but daddy still is like the boss. It was really
you ever say, not in my
dynamic.
House.
Yeah, well, this is my house, dad. So.
Well, he told me, he said, I need to make this house comfortable for me. I'm like, oh, you do? Oh, you do?
Dog all right.
Yeah.
Mr. Raspberry right there.
Ashley has something in common with you, Big Al, man.
Oh, what's up,
Ashley? Hi, Ashley.
Hey, how are you?
So what's going on with at your house?
So I have a ghost, and he's a little boy. He's probably around 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He doesn't talk. He's not, I don't know. I don't think he likes to be seen a whole lot. But,
but you
my
still
son
see him.
Was gone. Oh, yes. My son was gone to his dad's one weekend for visitation, and I was walking down the hall and just happened to catch a glimpse out of the side of my eye in my son's room. And he was actually sitting on the foot of my son's bed in Indian style. He wears little overalls and a little cap, and I've seen him multiple times.
Does he look like a full real person, or is he kind of see-through?
Mm-hmm. No, he's not see-through at all. You can see him. It is clear. I mean, I get chills talking about it. He's clearly a little boy in a long-sleeve shirt, overalls, and a little baseball cap. And then, like, after I saw him, I had seen him in my kitchen and in my bedroom. And now at 2 o'clock in the morning, like clockwork, the closet light, which is motion sensor, would start coming on every morning at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Weird.
You set up a camera and film it.
Yeah, you need paranormal activity.
I would die.
Yeah, I mean, he's there already, so might as well gas him.
You know what you need to do?
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yes, for sure.
My cousins had a ghost experience. I should have them call in and tell it one time. It's really creepy stuff.
See, I'm really getting into this ghost thing now because of Big Al and now Ashley sharing that story with us.
Yeah, my cousins lived in a haunted house. And they didn't know the house was haunted. And then once they started talking about it, the previous owner said yes. And now the current owners have experiences.
Scary. Ashley, keep us posted if more things happen. I'm interested in your little boy ghost. Thank you for your call.
Hang out and meet the ghost.
Yeah. Maybe Russ is going to stop by her house. Right?
What happens when you invite the ghost?
I don't want to invite any ghost.
It's one thing when it just shows up uninvited. Mm-hmm. But imagine if you invite it.
Definitely not going to. Hi, Lori.
Hey, JC, how are you guys?
Doing excellent. So you want to confess to something?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a crime because it's not Big Al's anymore. But right after Al said he was going to close his bar and it was already closed, I went up there and stole a rock, like one of his big boulders that he had in front of his door. And I'd like to get it signed and, like, you know, get it to you because it's in our yard.
Oh, my God.
What?
You stole part of my landscaping and now you want to bring it back for me to sign it?
Lori,
to sign it?
But it wasn't your landscaping once they took it back.
Absolutely, Lori.
She stole
Lori.
From your landlord, really.
We will absolutely sign that rock for you.
But I don't know to take it to the station because it's pretty heavy. But then I don't want to take it to his new bar because I don't want his ghost to think I'm going to steal from that.
They sound pretty mean.
Yeah, they do.
You bring it on up here. We'll sign it, okay?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay. We're down to sign it. You keep that.
Bring some cash with you, too.
What?
Pay for that rock.
Okay.
That rock is
okay.
Free.
Thanks.
All right, babe. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Bye.
Hey, real quick, another last thing for Whatever Wednesday we need to mention is, you know, Caroline Craddock was here last week for Kids Day and debuted her single, This Love. And 100% of the proceeds go to Kids Kids. So download it, especially now because now you can find it on iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes didn't put it up right away, but now it's up.
It's a delay. Sometimes those things take some time.
And she was fine. Yeah. She's so climbing the charts.
This Love, Caroline Craddock, and 100% of the proceeds go to Kids Kids. And let's raise some more money for that trip.
On iTunes. Well, yeah, well done, Caroline. That sounds great, too.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This day is weird with ghosts and stories. Hope this means more business for me. Beat the bag.
Extreme.
Beat the bag.
Extreme.
It's all up to you, Al.
Gotta have some Halloween shots.
Yes, you have to change your menu. Add spooky menu items.
Yeah, you gotta add Ed's dish.
What's his name again?
Ed.
You need to put Ed's Blue Plate Special on there.
Big Ed's balls. Oh, Big Al's balls.
Yeah, you need to be doing stuff like that.
Ed's plate should just be just a plate.
Ghost food.
Where's the food? It's there.
There.
Yeah.
Respect. You got to capitalize on this, Al.
So many ideas.
Top of it.
You got to have T-shirts.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Ed the Ghost.
Trademark Ed.
Ed. Yes. Ed. I got Ed. Don't y'all try and go out there and get Ed. I got Ed.
But
he's the ornery cowboy ghost.
Uh-huh. And find out what the kid's name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find out his name.
We need
name.
To have somebody come back in and dig a little deeper.
All right. We'll try that.
But let's go deep into the vaults here. Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
How you doing?
I am amazing.
You're amazing. You sound like you're at work. What do you do?
I am at work. I am a recovery collector. I want to shout out to my coworkers, Jody and Callie. Because we listen every morning and we've been calling in. And I finally got through.
Yay, you.
How jealous are Jody and Callie right now that you're the one that got through?
Oh, they're happy. They're extremely happy for me.
Good.
There you go.
Well, shout out to your coworkers, and I hope you guys are having a wonderful day at the office today. But, Courtney, which vault did you decide to go with?
I went with 31. You said caller 31, and my original case was already chosen, so...
There you go.
I'm going with 31.
Hey, I like your logic.
Oh, I
well
do, too.
Well played. Yep. All right, Courtney. So there's vault number 31. Let's step up to it.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Doggy.
Password accepted.
That's right.
Little Larry.
Little doggy, little Larry.
Kelly's new dog.
You have gained access into vault number 31. Courtney, congratulations. And here's a new doggy owner, Kelly Raspberry, to tell you how to play the game.
Okay, we're going to put you in the vault with the banker. He's going to start calling out dollar amounts that'll keep going up, up, up. Now, you have to yell stop before the vault door closes. If it closes before you say stop, you lose all the money. Now, the vault could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, maybe even $10,000. But you have to yell stop. And when you hear the dollar amount that ends with the word thousand, that's as high as it's going. So that's all you need to know.
Yeah, don't hold out for more. Okay. And make sure you yell stop on that one. You feel it out, okay? It's all about the feels. All right, Courtney. You know the rules. You pick the vault. Now it's time to win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
60. 150. 170. 250. 430. 460. 570. 660. 690. 830. 1,000.
Yay! There you go, girl. $1,000 for you, Courtney.
Woo! Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Yay!
Well played.
How much will you give Callie and what was the other friend's name?
Callie and Jody.
Yeah. Callie and Jody.
Do they get a cut?
At least take them to lunch.
Yeah, lunch.
Yes, yes. I'm buying lunch.
There you go. Yes. There you go. Good job, girl.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we know you're going to spend some of that money on some lunch for your coworkers who did not get in. And then the rest is all yours, okay, Courtney?
Thank you so much. I'm so glad I got to talk to you guys this morning. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Hold on.
Vault number 31 with $1,000 in it. Mark that one off. You can check out which ones have been taken at KidNation.com. We will play again tomorrow. Don't you worry. There's plenty of chances for you to win that $10,000. But I guess they're telling me in the back that we need to take this call. You have a Kid Nation member out there in New Orleans. Her name is Lisa, and apparently Big Al.
Yeah.
She knows a lot about ghosts. Oh.
Hey, hi guys.
Hey.
This is what I do.
You're a medium.
Since I was a child. What you most likely have, Al, is a place that used to be a boarding house or hotel that would encompass the amount of entities that would be there.
Huh.
Ed probably owned it. Owners are very protective. They stay.
Hmm.
So it also would indicate why they would be involved in the dealings with what he's doing.
Oh,
because that used to be his place.
Does that mean they died there?
Actually, they could have died in the place or around the place, but they claim it. They own it.
Their spirit comes back.
So a ghost doesn't necessarily have to die somewhere to live there or to inhabit it.
Yeah, if this was his place, his home, where he always felt like he owned this. You know those kind of people.
Yeah.
They're grumpy. They're angry. If you're not doing it the way he likes, he didn't like the way that cup's put on that shelf, he'll knock it off.
So how do you know that he doesn't have evil intentions?
You can tell, well, from what they're saying in there, from what the little portal thing said, it really didn't sound evil at all. He just sounded like he wants you to know, hey, respect me, respect my place, and we can get along.
Can you respect this place, Al?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he's going to respect this place, Lisa. Yeah. That's what he's going to do.
I mean, if I'm ever out there, I'd love to come over there and come in there and talk to him, because I talk to them myself.
Yeah. You don't need a portal.
I don't need a portal.
Whoa.
Yeah, I do this for people here all the time for their dead loved ones, and I've helped police around the country, and I do it all the time. This is what I do.
You help find victims that
Yes. Oh. I found missing and murdered victims with cold cases.
Wow.
With a national group. I also help people down here in the city who've had loved ones who have passed away, and they want to want to talk to them and see if they're okay. Other things, I found missing people and things like that.
Are you able to do this on the phone, or you have to be in person with a family member or out there where it took place?
No, sometimes I can do it on the phone.
Uh-huh.
It depends if they want to come through or not.
Yeah.
And it depends on who comes through. You cannot predict who's going to come through. It's going to be the strongest person to them.
Yeah.
And if there's a lot of people in the room, it's going to be the strongest person that's there. You know, there are people talking now that want to talk to certain people who are there, but we can't get into that. It takes a long time.
Hold on. Right now there's people trying to talk to us?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Can you?
Okay, I've got an older man.
Uh-huh.
He's a kind of thin in nature. He had a very strong presence to him. He is complaining about lawn mowing, and the person did not do it right. They were a pain in the butt. I think it's Al's dad.
oh, Al's dad.
You didn't mow the yard right, fool.
Gosh.
Come on, bro.
Oh my God.
He's got a little mustache, like a little mustache looking kind of, and he just wants him to know he is proud of how he grew up. He didn't know if he was going to make it. But
Hal, you mowed the lawn poorly.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, and you also destroyed his weed eater. Thank you.
Yeah.
You did?
Well, I mean, I've destroyed a couple over the years. Yeah,
a few. Just a few. And are you taking care of the car?
I'm taking care of the cars, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. And also, mom is having an issue with hers.
With her car?
Something's going on with it. It's not turning on right at certain.
Well, it got scraped in the shop, and she's taking it back for them to fix it today.
Oh. Okay, he's really worried. Yeah, you know how he is about cars.
Yeah, Lisa.
Oh, he will have a fit.
Lisa, if I wanted you to talk to like my uncle or something,
yes, start putting in requests.
Do the ghost speak Spanish? Like, can you speak Spanish with the ghost, or is it?
I have Vietnamese friends. One of my Vietnamese friends is we work together. She's the person I went to. I even talked to her Chinese grandmother and started writing characters.
Whoa,
that she understood. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So, wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So, who's Mike?
Mike.
Is it Miguel? Would it be Miguel? Would it be Mike?
No, that wasn't my dad. My dad.
No, there's a Mike Miguel somewhere around you.
A Mike or Miguel?
That's what JC connected. They don't have, they could be living or dead or.
Miguel?
I don't have one. I'm trying to think.
You would have to think because it goes back to your grandmother.
Okay.
And it comes from that side of the family.
Okay. We have her in for the Halloween
I bet you this is going to hit me later.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Because I can't. It's going to hit me and be like, oh, my God.
What's he saying? I mean, what's he?
Oh. Well, the main thing about, well, with JC, I can't say a lot online.
Why?
Is it bad? Well,
your uncle did some things that weren't the best. And he knows that.
Okay.
She can say this, right? I mean,
wow.
And he knew that you adored him. And that was that's the main thing that bothers him, that what happened to him happened because of events that he was involved in, and that he doesn't want that you live your life with disrespect, because that's your love. That's who you looked up to as dad.
You are blowing my mind.
What did he do? JC, is that true?
She's like, it's private, right?
Yeah.
I don't like talking about it. I've never talked about it. That's not something that JC wants anybody to know except Kinsey. Kinsey's the only one who knows. It took him over 10 years to tell her, so that's...
Awesome.
Really,
you made JC a believer, honey.
All right. All right, Lisa, well played. Can we get your number, Lisa?
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Hold on.
I'd love to.
Yeah, hold on for Lisa. Wow. Yeah, I'm going to put her on hold because she hit that. Maybe not the name, but she hit that on the head. That was ridiculous.
Wow, that's awesome.
All these years, I thought I did a great job.
Yeah, you suck it, and you're the one making fun of me for mowing the yard.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.